Taylor.
Yeah. So is it always clearly separated out that there's psychic powers and there's wisdom?
Not always. I mean, because that, I mean, the Buddha had psychic powers and he had wisdom. Mm-hmm. You know, people like Mahamoggallana, Kassapa, Aniruddha, some of these great disciples certainly had both. But there's also the case of, what's the name of that? I mean, it was an arahant. Used his psychic powers to get that sandalwood bowl. Pindalavaja. So, and he got, kind of criticized by the Buddha quite strongly, because he used his psychic powers, but he wasn't really using his discernment, see the implications or the broader application of that aspect of wisdom wasn't there. So he must have been somebody who was strong, samadhi, strong psychic powers, but not that same kind of wisdom, not the same kind of reflective mind.
Also, too, what comes to mind is the biography of Deepa Ma. The way that she dabbled with them, but then also was instructed by her teacher to leave them aside. It's a very, personal example of the dynamics between wisdom and psychic powers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.